We end the night at the cafes of Paris, where Hari Srinivasan finds the spirit of the city of light still shines bright.
Sherardine Pamart and Charlize Coqueda are art students who lost classmates in last Friday's attack. Yet tonight, they're back at a neighborhood cafe.
She looked at me and she asked me, is it a problem for you to be like outside on the terrace? I said, of course not. I mean,
why did you think it might be?
We're a little scared. We watch cars go by and we wonder if there's one that's going to stop and a guy will take out his gun and shoot us.
It's a personal choice. We understand if some friends, some French people are scared and change in a way their, you know, what they do. So we understand. We have to keep, you know, living our life, and we're not going to stay at home and never get out of
here. We love drink.
Yeah. Around the corner, co-workers Amber Dalmeida and Oriane Lassen were grabbing a drink after work.
I'm not saying that I was apprehensive on Monday to go to work, but then I thought about it. If it has to happen to me, it will happen to me. Whatever happens, whether I'm here or there or anywhere, it could happen to me anywhere. I'm going to continue living, just as I used to.
It's like we are fighting against terrorists, doing this, being here and have a drink, and drinking alcohol, like we always do. So.
Why is that important for you to send this message?
Because to show that they didn't won, they didn't win, excuse me, and that we are not scared.
Manager Tayuka Danielle has been working in this neighborhood for 7 years. He says customers are coming back, but a few things are different. For one, more people are asking for seats by the window.
They want to see what's happening, if something else is going to happen. They're still watching, they're still eating, okay. They're still drinking. But right now, they're something like... you can see them like that.
Okay.
So it's a difference because they're in stress, and they put it in stress on us also. Because they're trying to be very fast, and when they're going, we just say, whoo!
While this defiant attitude may work for some restaurants in the immediate areas of the attack, it'll take more than social media hashtags to bring back business and settle nerves, especially considering what happened to cafes just down the street just a few days ago. For the PBS NewsHour, Hari Srinivasan, Paris.